This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A bus carrying migrant workers after the lifting of coronavirus restrictions hit a delivery van on a highway in northern India, killing at least 17 people, injuring 18. The bus overturned after colliding with the van coming from the opposite direction Tuesday night. The migrant workers were heading to resume the work with industrial industries reopening after the lifting of lockdown restrictions. The van was transporting workers home from a biscuits manufacturing unit, and most of the dead were among them. An international monitoring group on Wednesday accused police officers in Colombia of responsibility for the deaths of 20 people and other violent actions against protesters during recent civil unrest, including sexual abuse, beatings, and arbitrary detentions. Human Rights Watch said in a report that it has credible evidence indicating police killed at least 16 protesters or bystanders with live ammunition fired from firearms, while three other people died when police used non-lethal weapons. The report said another person died after being beaten repeatedly. Advocates for Americans held hostage overseas are now raising new concerns that the U.S. military's withdrawal from Afghanistan will make it harder to bring home captives from the country. The annual report from the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation, released Wednesday, examines the status of U.S. government efforts to secure the release of hostages and unlawful detainees in foreign countries. The report's findings are based on interviews with former hostages and detainees or their representatives and relatives. This is in addition to current and former government and military officials. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is telling the poor and threatened population of Latin America that the United States has the capacity to give people a sense of hope in the region so they can make better lives without fleeing to the U.S. Harris closed her first foreign trip as vice president, unapologetic for her decision not to visit the U.S.-Mexico border as part of her mission to address migration to the U.S. She says she does get why many people leave their home.
Either they are fleeing harm, or to stay home means that they cannot satisfy the basic needs to sustain and take care of their families.
But she says leaving should not have to be their only option.
We have the capacity to give people a sense of hope that if they stay where they want to stay, in the town, in the neighborhood, in the place where they grew up, where they speak the language, they know the culture, they go to that church every Sunday, the place where their grandmother lives.
She said her meetings with leaders and others in Guatemala and Mexico were vital to understanding the core reasons people leave their homes for perilous journeys to America. U.S. President Joe Biden has been setting up and exceeding goals in the pandemic fight, but the U.S. is increasingly unlikely to meet its benchmark of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
At the current rate, it won't happen. About 16 million people would need to get a shot in the next 4 weeks. The daily vaccination average is down to about 400,000 a day. Still, Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks the U.S. will get there.
And if we don't, we're going to continue to keep pushing.
Saying the administration's pleading with states to boost their vaccine outreach efforts, even as new virus cases plummet. CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the seven-day average is now about 13,300.
The first time that the seven-day average of cases has been less than 15,000 since March 27th, 2020.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The online world received a lesson on how vital a small number of behind-the-scenes companies have become to running the internet. On Tuesday, dozens of websites briefly went offline around the globe, including CNN, the New York Times, and Britain's government homepage. After an outage of the cloud service Fastly, the company has indicated the outage appeared to be caused internally. Brief internet service outages are not uncommon and are only rarely the result of hacking or other mischief. More VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.